building ladders, not thrones. Mark 10, 43, 45. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. There are two competing visions of greatness. The world says, climb higher, get ahead, build your name. The kingdom says, stoop lower, lift others up, and let God's name be exalted. In the world, greatness is measured by how many people serve us. In the kingdom, greatness is measured by how many people we serve. Think of the image of a ladder. In worldly ambition, we build a ladder for ourselves, climbing rung after rung, making sure we are higher than the rest. In kingdom service, we build ladders for others, not to elevate ourselves, but so others may rise. Jesus himself embodied this. Philippians 2 tells us he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. The eternal Son of God stooped low so we could rise high. Servant leadership in action won the teacher's joy. True teachers don't hoard knowledge. They rejoice when their students surpass them. Jesus told his disciples, greater works than these will you do. Imagine that. Jesus was delighted that his followers would carry his mission further. To the shepherd's heart. A true shepherd counts success not by how many follow him, but how many are led safely to the Father. 3, the leader's measure. The world measures leaders by titles, followers, and influence. But Jesus measures them by towels, not thrones. By whether they bend low to wash feet, not how high they sit at the table. When we build ladders for others, whether by mentoring, encouraging, teaching, or simply believing in someone, we join an eternal work. Restoration. Helping people recover their God-given dignity. Discover. Awakening the potential they didn't know was there. Pathways. Creating steps where once there were only walls. This is kingdom economics. What we give away is never lost. What we sow in others multiplies forever. Where can we build ladders? In our homes, parents, your greatest legacy isn't what you achieve, but the spiritual ladder you build for your children to climb. In our churches, ministry isn't about platforms, but pathways, making room for others to grow, serve, and lead. In our communities, every act of kindness is a rung on someone else's ladder. The greatest ladder of all, the cross itself was a ladder. Jesus laid it down not to climb to heaven, but to lift us there. He descended into the depths so we might ascend into glory. So let's ask ourselves, am I climbing for myself? Or am I building ladders for others? Will my life be remembered for the height of my position? Or for the people I lifted? Father, forgive us for the times we've chased greatness the world's way. Teach us to serve like Jesus served. Give us joy in building ladders for others, so they may know their worth, their calling, and their place in your kingdom. May our lives be remembered not for the thrones we built, but for the ladders we laid down in Jesus' name. Amen.